Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, time once again to visit with Ron Price for another lesson about life in the sandbox. Welcome back, Mr. Price. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Scott.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. This week we are talking, vulnerability.
We are?
That's what you, that's what you just told me.
I don't know if I want to do that.
So okay.
That's take a deep breath.
Let me back up for a moment, talk about TED Talks. You're familiar with TED Talks.
Sure, of course.
How many thousands?
They're all over the place.
On what subject? You know, that might be a fun game. What subject is not covered on TED Talks?
Oh, boy. Good luck.
For those who may be listening or watching who don't know, TED is technology, education. Boy, I don't know the D. Do you?
I don't.
I don't either. All right.
Uh-oh.
Look it up.
We should watch some more.
Look it up.
Yeah.
But TED Talks on just a range, and the talks are all very short. They're, they're not long and drawn out, but
That's part of their design, right?
Part of their design. That's exactly right. And by experts in the field. I whimsically tell people that I am an expert in my field, and I can say that because I used to be a PERT, but I'm not anymore, which makes me an expert.
PERT.
Thank you very much.
I was going to ask you what field that was.
Yeah, you're not paying extra for the humor, aren't you glad? But anyway, yeah. TED Talk, sometime rather than just watch some old sitcom, I'm not meaning to be judgmental here, but you know, you got some idle time, 15 minutes, watch a TED Talk on a subject. Watch, by the way, this is not what we're talking about, but watch the world's ugliest woman. Watch the world's ugliest woman. Now, before anybody gets upset with me, this is a woman who cannot metabolize food. When you hear the expression skin and bones, she is literally skin and bones. She is not an attractive person to look at, but she has the most attractive attitude and personality that you're ever going to see.
How about that?
You watch the world's ugliest woman on TED Talk and then tell me how you feel sorry for yourself. It is. It's so encouraging. Yeah, need to watch that. Another one is Brené Brown. I've been told that she's the number three most watched TED Talk. And her whole thing is vulnerability. Vulnerability. I read her book, Daring Greatly, one of the most powerful, impactful books I've ever read. She's written others that I haven't yet read, and I probably should. But vulnerability. Scott, we go through life putting on that mask, hoping people don't realize what we know, that we don't have it all together. Now, you might. You're Mr. Know-It-All. You got your own radio program. You know what I'm saying? We're all a piece
Published author Ron Price.
Hey, now, stop it. We're all a piece of work. We have, hopefully, aspects of our life that we can be pleased with, maybe even proud of, although
we
don't go
so.
Too far with that.
Right.
But we also have aspects of our life that, you know what, I just assume nobody know that I'm weak in this area or that area. Vulnerability, according to Brené Brown, is all about embracing your vulnerability. What you see is what you get. I'm not going to try to convince you that I have it all together when I know I don't, and you already know it anyway. We're not fooling anybody. So vulnerability and relationships, the sandbox gets so messy and ugly when people try to hide their vulnerability and try to pretend they're something or someone.
Okay, I can see that.
Not. Sure. So I love to encourage people, get together sometime and share your most embarrassing moments. Now, not those that you're really, you know, but the ones you can, but the people can laugh with you, not against you.
Okay.
I think you know that I like to hike the Grand Canyon. I think we've talked about that a time or two.
Yes.
On one hike several years ago.
It's very inspiring to those of us who have not done that.
Well, come on with me.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want to think about that?
No, I don't really. I thought about it, and no.
On one trip, it was a four-day backpack trip with my boss, Don, and my friend, Randy. We went down the Hermit Trail, down to the Tonto, came over, camped at Granite. These details don't matter. Monument Campground, but camped another place and then came out. Well, when you come out of the Grand Canyon, you're hot. You're sweaty, you're sore. All you want to do is go to the showers. At least that's all I wanted to do.
Okay.
And so we drive over to the showers, and I remembered that they were coin-operated showers. They took quarters. I couldn't remember how long each quarter lasted, so I got $5 worth of quarters. I was not going to be unprepared.
Right. Okay.
And as we get to the showers, Randy and I, we just go right in. Don, you know, I love the man. He's a great guy, but he's a neat freak. I don't know. You may be in that category. He wanted to put everything away.
Okay.
I said, you're crazy. I'm going in. So I went into the showers. And as it turns out, back then, 50 cents lasted 5 minutes. Now it's $2.50 for 5 minutes, but that's all right. It's still worth it.
Yeah.
But do bring $5.
Right.
Because after the first 50 cents, that shower felt so good. I was a big spender. I put in another 50 cents, and I was bent over, and the water was hitting my back. And, oh, Scott, I can't describe to you how good that felt. You know the feeling, though. You've been in the shower.
Sure.
Achy back. Oh, it was so good. And as I bent over, I saw Don's legs in the next stall. He had come in while I was showering.
Okay.
And just, you know, I just felt so good. I just reached under that divider, and I just pinched him on the leg. And he didn't say anything, and that's all right. But about 30 seconds later, he called out, hey, Randy, do you want your keys? And Scott, I knew two things right off the bat. Number one, it was Don's voice. Number two, it was not coming from that next stall.
Oh, dear.
And I tell that story.
Well,
and people ask me, well, who was it? I didn't stick around to find out.
I see.
I set the Guinness World Record for shutting off a shower, toweling, dressing, drying, booking it out of a place that you've ever seen.
Don't even know if you made a new friend. Who
don't
knows?
Even know if I made a new friend.
But,
Scott,
whoops.
Let's laugh at ourselves. Let's laugh. Let others laugh with us. And again, don't laugh at anyone else.
Right.
That is not good sandbox
right.
behavior.
Right. True.
But come on. Take off the mask. Let us into your... Those moments, I was going to have you share one.
I was
going to
share
for
one.
You, we're out of time. Do we have time?
No, we don't.
Oh.
So sorry. Oh,
well,
that happened.
We'll be back next
Maybe
week.
Maybe next time. Okay. All right. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome, Scott. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Ron Price. He shares it all right here with me every Wednesday, KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.